Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I like the enthusiasm there, Falsey. I mean, you have a little, I don't know, a little rolling crescendo to your voice at the end. Was that intentional?
Yes.
Yeah, the Cookin' Joe Show starts right now. Is that intentional?
Yeah, I try to put a little pizzazz on the end of that just to get the show rolling.
You vary it, though, don't you? Sometimes a little more low-key, sometimes starts right now.
Yep. It kind of depends on my mood at the time, what I'm feeling. I just kind of let it naturally happen.
You have an elevated mood today.
Yeah.
Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not.
Thank you, Falsey. Ron, how are you today?
Excellent, Joe. Thank you. How about yourself? Your tooth is all better. It's all better.
They shaved my tooth to a nub, which was unbelievable. And then I had to wait for the little molding to come in for the crown. I said, what is a crown, actually? Like, what's the process here? He said, it's like a little helmet, a football helmet for your tooth, Ron. Huh. And so, but at one point yesterday, my tooth, I don't know, it's maybe the third or fourth one over on the right upper, was shaved down to a little nub. It felt very sad.
Was it any at all painful?
No, not really.
I just hate people working in my mouth for that long of a period of time.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
That's no fun, but as long as it wasn't horribly painful.
No, it was Dr. Kevin over at Fox Chapel Advanced Dentistry, and it was amazing. But it just felt sad that tooth has been with me for almost all the events of my life, certainly of my conscious life. That tooth has been with me.
Now it's not.
That tooth watched the 71 World Series with my dad in his little study. Nelson Bryles falling off the mound, my first sports memory. That tooth went with me to the Valley News Dispatch run, my first job, my first sports job, really. That tooth came with me for the first day here with you, and that tooth was with me when I met Falsey. All of that.
And now it's history.
Well, it's a half. It's just a half tooth now. A little nub of a tooth. Have you guys ever had a root canal?
Yeah, I told you I did. A number of years ago. I don't remember them putting a crown on it.
No crown?
I don't remember. I just remember that, you know, losing the wisdom teeth was one of the most painful experiences of my life. So I dreaded the root canal, but the root canal was basically nothing by comparison.
I got my wisdom teeth pulled the day that Villanova upset Georgetown.
Is that right?
Dr. Sandy Nussbaum, my friend Pete Nussbaum's dad, pulled out four teeth. Do you have four wisdom teeth, Ron?
I don't even know.
Falsey,
some have four, some have two. I only had two.
Did they get pulled out?
Yep.
Boy, I was miserable when that happened. That was the day my dog died. I'll never
forget
that.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I'll never forget that. I got up in the morning. I was in high school. I think my mother was going to take me to the dentist. My dad was at work, and the poor little dog had just, of natural causes, in his little bed. And by the time we came home, my dad had the dog buried. He came out of work, buried the dog.
That's
I just
a bad
remember
day.
That, I remember
that,
that
is
day
a bad day.
I was
day.
So miserable that day and night, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Oh, I just remember my teeth cracking. Yeah, you couldn't feel it, but you could hear it. Ripping teeth out of my head. And then I went home and watched Villanova play one of the great basketball games of all time with Bink. How was it for you, Folsy, getting teeth ripped out of your head? Anything memorable about the day?
Well, I can remember the experience of it. I was like twilighted. I wasn't fully out, but I had no idea what was happening. It felt like it was over in 2 seconds, and I was all groggy. And then later on, I don't know if it was that night or maybe it was the next day, but I played in like an old man softball game. So I was good to go.
An old man softball game. Yeah.
You're not even an old man
yet. You're not even an old man now.
I know.
How old are you, Folsy?
I just turned 29.
When's your 30th birthday?
It's in September, early September.
Are you pleased with your life so far?
Overall, yeah, I think so.
Ron, are you pleased with Folsy's life?
Yeah, I don't think my opinion matters much, though, on that topic.
I think he's done well for himself. All right, we have a jam-packed show today. It's actually incredible. It's incredulent. One of our best lineups ever. Mike Tomlin at noon, news conference. No, Shelty at 11:45, followed by Mike Tomlin at noon, followed by Michael Irvin, who's never shy with an opinion, followed by Bryant McFadden, who's even less shy with an opinion. Ron, that's a hell of a lineup.
It sure is. A lot to talk about today.
There were tens of people at the Pirates game last night. Did you see?
I did.
Was
not.
It Mackey who put out a
I
photo?
Think it, yeah, it was Mackey. I mean, legitimately, I think there were like 250 people there last night.
What did they announce? Did they announce?
I didn't see the announced attendance.
That's Pirates, Reds.
I'm reluctant to say this.
Cold night, chilly night.
I know. I'm reluctant to say this, but I don't know that I've ever seen less outside of when there were zero during the pandemic. I mean, it was incredible.
The announced.
Incredulent, Ron. It really was.
The announced attendance, I'm looking online here. Anybody care to guess?
Announced attendance, 7,143. Ron?
Is that what it is?
No.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Oh, I thought.
It's a guess.
8,766.
It was not 8,000.
A lot of people decided it wasn't the night for them, I guess. All right, Ron. I have a question for you. I think we do this one once a year. There's a lot of topics to talk about, but we do have Tomlin at noon, and the Steelers are in. Man, they're in a period of tumult. Is that how you say that word? Tumultuous is shortened to tumult, right? Remember Tom Tumulty?
I do remember Tom Tumulty.
Hell of a player.
I covered a game he played for Pitt I believe it was Ohio State. They got beat like 72-0.
Yeah.
And he was the best player on the field. He must have made 50 tackles.
Was that at Pitt Stadium?
No, that was in Ohio Stadium. I'll never forget it. He was all over the field.
He was a good player.
I see him occasionally. I see him around town.
Didn't we have him on one day? I think we did.
Did we?
I think so.
He played in the NFL. He played for the Bengals.
Oh, he would have been a good player.
He had a nice career.
Injury riddled. I mean, he was a hitter.
Injury. Tumultuous is what you might think the word.
It's a tumultuous time for Tomlin, if you like alliteration.
Depending on who you talk to, though. Did you see Jeff Hathorn, who's over there every day, is of the belief that is a highly exaggerated opinion, that it isn't as bad as people were making it out to be. So I think it depends on who you talk to.
What does he mean by that, though? That
it's not as much of a mutiny or tumultuous.
Oh, I don't mean about the mutiny part.
No,
I guess
as those of us on the outside think tumultuous. Tumultuous to me means, you know, everybody's in an uproar, they're upset.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that, whether we buy that or not. I'm more thinking big picture with Tomlin. No playoff wins in 5 and certainly going on 6 years.
Absolutely.
3-12, getting tons of questions about his job security, and they're off to a 1-2 start. So,
what's 3-12? Is it past 15? He's 3-12?
If they don't win a playoff game this year, he will have 3 playoff wins in the past 12 years.
I wasn't sure what you just said, 3-12. I wasn't quite sure what you were talking about.
So
now that makes perfect sense.
He is in a time of strife, I would say. This isn't a great time to be Tomlin. Plus, you have the Matt Canada situation. You have the Mitchell Trubisky situation, which don't reflect well on the head coach. You have a must win against the Jets, and it's the NFL, and the Jets just beat the Browns. So nobody can say, oh, this is a win. Mark it off. They're 2-2. No way. And if they lose this game, what are we talking about? Anyway.
The Steelers, There's nobody a gimme win on their schedule.
No.
Teams are looking, Buffalo, Miami, Philly, yeah. Tampa, they're probably looking yeah. at the Steelers saying, okay, there's a win for us.
Yeah, and I would argue each week there's probably no win for any team that you just chalk up the way things are going in the NFL.
I mentioned a note to you today. There are only two undefeated teams left.
Yeah.
After only 3 weeks.
Right.
Miami and Philly are the only undefeated. It's hard to win in that league.
It is.
I get that. It's hard to win.
So here's my question for you and Folesy and our dear listeners. I think I asked this a year ago today, or close to it. If you could inject Tomlin with truth serum at noon and get his actual real feelings, a real honest answer, which coaches in every sport are sort of loath to give in situations like this, but if you could get, or any situation, if you could get a real answer on one question, just one, what would that question be? He has to answer exactly what he thinks. Do you want to put some thought into that, Folesy and Ron? I can go first.
Yeah, I'm leaning back in my chair.
I have my answer.
Okay. What do you got?
I would say, are you pleased with your offensive coordinator? Why is he still your offensive coordinator? Are you thinking of making a change with your offensive coordinator?
You triple barreled him,
and,
Ron.
And if all on the same topic.
Yeah. I love that one. Are you thinking of what do you think about your offensive coordinator right now? And are you thinking about making a change?
Correct.
If you did inject him with truth serum, what do you think Mike Tomlin would say to that?
I would guess he would say, well, I'm very concerned about how things are going, but I'm a patient guy and I'm not going to make a change. I'm not thinking about making a change. So I think he would answer it a split verdict.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, 412-928-9370. It's a participatory exercise. So not only can we see what each of us would ask, we can answer how we think Tomlin would answer.
All right, you're up.
Well, to answer that, yeah. Are you thinking of making a change at coordinator? What do you think of your coordinator so far? I think Tomlin, his honest, unvarnished answer would be, are you kidding me? Of course I'm worried about this offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I look like an idiot for promoting him. People are saying we have an amateur offense, and I'll be honest, that's the way it looks. We don't score. We're the second worst offense in the league. I thought this would change without Ben. It's gotten worse without Ben. Are you crazy? Yes, I'm worried, and yes, I'm thinking about making a change.
See, I don't know that he'd say that, even if he's the unvarnished truth or varnished truth. Whatever it is. I agree totally with the
first. But is that how he actually feels inside?
Yes, I think so at this point. I could be wrong. He could make a change tomorrow. I totally agree with the first part of what you said. I was trying to say that in a lot fewer words than you.
But he would have to.
I totally agree that he's totally concerned.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he's thinking of a change at this point.
He might not be. Maybe if you asked him the truth, he would say just what you said. Right. Yeah, I'm concerned. Absolutely not making a change. No.
That would be my guess.
I think
Although you said it better about him being concerned than me.
He has to be.
You said it very well.
Folesy, what would Tomlin say if he couldn't control the answer? It was like Bewitched, Ron.
She'd wiggle her nose?
Yeah, Tabitha would wiggle her nose, or Samantha. I forget who wiggled
Tabitha
their nose.
Tabitha was the daughter, right?
Yeah, didn't she wiggle her nose, or what did she do when something was happening?
I don't know. Samantha was the one who wiggled her nose.
That was, I forget her name now.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes, I love her. She may have been my first crush, Ron.
She was
watching Bewitched when I was little.
A very beautiful woman, there's no doubt.
What would he say if he couldn't control the answer? He just, you know what, a better or more updated, although this is now outdated too, the movie Liar Liar. You ever see that with Jim Carrey?
Yes, Jim Carrey, I love that
His
movie.
Son, you ever see that movie, Ron?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He was a bad dad. He didn't show up for his son's birthday.
I have no use for bad dads.
And the son's birthday wish was that my dad could never tell a lie.
Yep.
So from then on in the movie, Jim Carrey couldn't tell a lie the rest of the movie until he finally came around at the end. So if you did to Tomlin what the kid did to Jim Carrey in that movie, what would he spew out without any editorializing if you said, Mike, what do you think of your offensive coordinator, and are you thinking about making a change?
I think he would say something like, of course that guy makes me nervous because we're not good enough right now. We're not scoring enough points, and I hired this man.
We're not playing varsity football.
Right, and it's coming back on me.
It's
I can hear some
line.
Of it. Yeah, I can hear the criticisms. They're coming back on me. I hear it.
But what about the second part?
I think he would say that right now I'm going to be patient.
Okay.
But
Joe, I'm eager to
hear
you.
Well, no, it's not what he would – you think he would say that?
I think
that's his honest feeling.
And mean it.
Because I think he's fully committed to being Mr. Patience right now.
And those are his real feelings.
I think those are his real feelings.
Okay. My question
would
be – I want to
hear your question.
My question would be, Mike, do you really, really believe – that Mitchell Trubisky gives you the best chance to win over Kenny Pickett? And why aren't you making that change?
And how do you think he would answer?
I think he would say, no, I fell in love with Kenny Pickett a long time ago. That's why I staked my future on drafting him. But I'm worried that if things don't go well, it could turn into a bad situation. But if you're asking me, do I think my guy that I love the it factor, that's why I texted all the players or some of the players saying we finally got our guy when we got Pickett. I want to see him in there too. I think he'd give us the best chance to win. But right now, I'm just a little bit fearful. I'm living in my fears that if it didn't go well, it could kind of send him down a rabbit hole.
Spiraling downward.
Spiral. The shame spiral that we talked about yesterday. How do you think he would answer that question?
I think that's probably a pretty good assessment, just what you said. Obviously, he's not ready to make the change yet, at least, again, things could change by noon today, but all indications are he's not ready yet to make a change, even though now would be the time to do it. Home game against the Jets, I think you summed it up pretty well. He doesn't quite yet think Pickett is ready, and he doesn't want him to fail at the very beginning. He wants to give him his best chance to succeed. So I think you summed it up pretty well.
But the question was, does he really believe Trubisky is better than Pickett and gives him his best chance to win right now? I think he doesn't believe that. I think he thinks Pickett will give him his best chance
to
win.
I was trying to add,
fearful
this,
to pull
I guess
him in.
The second part of it, why aren't you making the change yet? And I think you summed that up very well. I don't know. I mean, again, I thought Trubisky played his best game out of the three in Cleveland, and I know that's setting the bar very low. I have to think that Tomlin thinks a little higher of him now than he did before that game, even though the bar is pretty low.
Falzenian? You've just injected Mike Tomlin.
Falzenian.
Yeah, the last of the Falzenians. You've injected Mike Tomlin with truth serum. He can't help but tell you exactly what he thinks. And you say, Mike, do you really believe that Mitchell Trubisky is better than Pickett right now, that he gives you the best chance to win? And why aren't you making a change?
My answer, Joe, came in the draft when I already had Mitch Trubisky on my roster, but I saw Kenny Pickett was there, and I took him. So that answers your question about whether I think Kenny Pickett's a better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. But
which one do you think is better?
That Kenny Pickett, or else I wouldn't have drafted him.
Okay.
With Mitch Trubisky already on the roster.
All right, that's clear.
But right now, I am deathly nervous that I'm going to do everything that I can to protect this guy.
You're living in your fears, aren't you, Mike?
Yes. Yes, I am, Joe.
I think it's absolutely is, not just without making a change, but the way he's had Trubisky play.
And the way you've had Trubisky play.
He's definitely seemingly living in his fears.
Folsey, do you have a question for a truth serumed Mike Tomlin?
I was bouncing back and forth, but I'll go with this one. And that is, Mike, in your heart of hearts, do you want to see Kenny Pickett start in an NFL game this year?
Well, I already answered what I think he's thinking. The answer is yes. Well,
Just a question.
No, it's a different question. I don't know, Ron. I think the answer might be no. I think he might be wanting to keep him on the shelf. Yes. Do you want to see? No, I think the answer is no. I think he wants to keep Pickett on the shelf.
I'm afraid it might be too.
Ron?
A lot of games left, though. 14 of them. A lot can happen. Maybe at this time he'd like to keep him sitting, but I mean, maybe part of him thinks, let's get to the bye week after the brutal part of our schedule. We'll make the change then.
I think if you asked him,
that's possible.
The question, though, implies that somebody and Trubisky would have to fail. So I think if the question is, Mike, in your heart of hearts, do you want to see Kenny Pickett start a game this season? I think his answer would be no. I want to win with Trubisky now.
I want Trubisky to get it done with his experience and athleticism. And maybe if we stop living in our fears and letting him play, we'll have a better chance.
Yeah. Ideally, I think it's obvious. Ideally, he wants Pickett to sit the whole season and have a good season with Trubisky. So I think that would be my answer
if I were
him.
That's his ideal world.
You?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something like that, where it's I hope and pray that I'm in a position where I don't have to put Kenny Pickett in, that we win enough games with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett can sit the entire year.
How about you out there? You get one question, Mike Tomlin on Truth Serum. You get an honest answer. What would you ask him? 412-928-9370. We haven't asked him anything about the defense yet. We haven't asked him anything about his receivers yet. We haven't asked him if he regrets the Najee Harris pick yet. Lots of questions. If you got the real answer, I bet you'd want to ask.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mike Tomlin on Truth Serum. If you could ask the Steelers coach one question and have him not be able to help but give his honest feelings about it, what would that question be? We all asked ours in the first segment, and it was more along the lines of what he thinks of Matt Canada, Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett. How about Dustin? Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think about your job now? Are you worried about it?
Whoa, is that a great question, Ron? What would he answer to that?
I think in his heart of hearts, he would say, not one damn bit. I'm confident in it, in my own skin. I have a great job here. I'm not going to be going anywhere. That's what I would think he believes. Whether he should believe that or not, you could argue, but that would be my belief.
I agree, Dustin. I think the answer would be not one tiny bit. They don't fire coaches around here, but more to the point, I've never had a losing season. I've got a quarterback that I'm breaking in, and I was actually extended longer than usual because they want me to be the guy to oversee this transition period after Ben and after Kevin Colbert. I'm the guy here. I'm the most important guy in this organization. Have you gone nuts? You think I'm worried about my job security? Folsey, how would he answer it?
He would say something very similar to what you just said. He would say something about his relationship with the Rooneys, that it's very strong there, and that they've given him no indication that his job's in jeopardy, and he doesn't have any reason to believe that it is right now.
Do we have any reason to believe it is? I keep seeing that Jerry Dulac makes sort of veiled references when he's asked about Tomlin's job security. He doesn't say he's got a job for life. He doesn't say he's safe. People ask if the seat is warm. He doesn't say it's not, or that it shouldn't be, at least. So I wonder, but, you know, we've had this conversation before, Ron. I think it would take a whole lot of really, really bad seasons with a relatively healthy team for his seat, for them to fire him. Just say
Absolutely.
It like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going anywhere for a long, 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 long time.
No, I mean, I've said all along, I don't think it's a lifetime job, and I think they could eventually decide to part ways. But you asked the question, or the guy asked the question, if you ask Tomlin, does he worry about his job? I would think absolutely. He would say absolutely not. Maybe he should a little bit, but...
But in reality, his job situation right now, do you think? I think 10 out of 10 safe for the next 3 years, no matter what happens.
Three, maybe, I don't know, maybe two. I mean, if they don't show any kind of improvement, say Pickett gets in there this year and does well, and then next year they don't win again, I could see that being a problem for him.
For Rooney?
Yeah, for Tomlin.
Mm. Folsey?
The only way I see it ever being just a bit of insecurity is if Kenny Pickett is a star right away and his defense falls apart. And they either miss the playoffs because they can't stop anybody, or they don't win any playoff games because they can't stop anybody. I feel like that might be the only scenario in which we're actually talking about Mike Tomlin on the hot seat. Other than that, I think he's got great security here.
We'll get to Tom and Troy next. And then top of the hour, I have an unbelievable stat regarding the Steelers' defense. Really, the offense and the defense combined. Just mind-blowing stuff, top of the hour.
It can't be good, is it?
It's not a good one.
I didn't think so.
It's a bad one. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Is there a Steeler mutiny on offense? We'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. We're also going to get to an incredible statistic from the first three games of this season for the Steelers, not seen since the merger of the AFL and NFL way back when. How about this Myles Garrett story, Ron? Tom Pelissero, Myles Garrett discharged from the hospital Monday night. Good news is his injuries aren't life-threatening from an auto accident. Him and a passenger apparently flipped on the road. He swerved to avoid an animal on a wet road and overcorrected, car flipped multiple times. Could have been worse. I bet that a lot of us have been in that situation.
Absolutely.
Like, what do you do? An animal just came out. It happened to me about 2 weeks ago. Do you slam on the brakes? Do you swerve? Because a natural instinct is to not want to kill the thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
But you're better off doing it.
Yes.
You just keep the car going. I mean, I hit a deer a couple years ago. I'll never forget. It was a day I took my mother to the emergency room, and she never got out after I was driving home, and I hit a deer. But I never had a chance. I never saw it. But I'm glad I didn't. If I'd have saw it, I might have swerved too.
Right.
And the deer might have lived and it killed me.
Yeah.
And it sounded like that could have happened to him yesterday.
Man.
When I heard that, you know, I thought about Ben's motorcycle accident. I remember what that was like around here.
Yes.
When you didn't know how he was doing, if he was going to live or not. But that's just so instructive to me. But that's not your normal reaction to go down to try to avoid. Your reaction is to try to avoid it.
Exactly.
And you could hit another car. You could go off an embankment. Or as he did it, he rolled his car. I saw the pictures of it. What was left of his car was just ridiculous. He's lucky he's alive.
Yeah, thankfully. Thankfully, so, appears to have gone
unscathed. It happened
unscathed.
Like at 3 o'clock. Must have been on his way home from the practice facility.
It was, yeah.
I mean, no signs of alcohol or anything involved. Just, you know, an unfortunate situation. But my goodness, but the grace of God, he's still here. I'm assuming he's going to be able to play this week.
Yeah, we'll see. That'll be a developing story. Back to Tomlin for a minute. I was thinking about this, too, as we talk about his immediate and long-term future and how we are to view the 15 straight non-losing seasons. I mean, impressive on one hand, yes, but I think there's a couple of buts there. I really do. And one is that Tomlin, unlike almost all coaches that are hired in the league, came in to a really good situation with a Super Bowl caliber roster. Usually if there's an NFL job opening, it's because the team has fallen on very hard times and there's going to be an automatic losing season or two. Chuck Knoll here, Bill Walsh, Jimmy Johnson. The list is forever because it's most coaches. Tony Dungy in Tampa and in Indy. You are walking into a situation, you get the job. A job is open because the team has fallen apart. He didn't have that. He had the luxury of coming in to a situation where he had a Super Bowl winning or caliber roster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So that's an advantage right off the bat.
No doubt. I just think that it, you know, and we just mentioned earlier, and this is in a respect, it's a positive thing. Only two teams are still undefeated in the league after 3 weeks. It is so hard to win in this league.
Yeah.
It just is. There's so much parity and there's so much balance, unless you're the Jets maybe or the Detroit Lions, and even they're more competitive now under your friend Kneecap. It's hard to win every year in the league and to not lose more than you win in any particular year, I think in that sense is impressive. But but you have to look beyond that at the playoff success, which hasn't been good.
Yeah, for sure. He's 8-9. I mean, that's an irony that the guy that never has had a losing season has a losing record in the playoffs and has only won, what, three playoff games in 11 years.
Since 2010.
But that's a major advantage, quite frankly, to walk into a situation where you're not automatically going to have a guaranteed losing season. Very few coaches had that.
And you know what? I think a lot of people out there, if we're talking about injecting truth serum and wanting to get the honest answers from Mike Tomlin, what questions would they ask him? I think there's a lot of fans out there that would want to ask him if he is doing all of this, if he's playing conservatively, just trying to win enough games with Mitch Trubisky because he's trying to protect that record of having a losing season.
I don't believe that for one
second. I don't either, but I think a lot of people would want to hear his
honest answer
on that.
I don't believe that for one
second. Me neither. He's just trying to win, period.
I think he's a competitive guy, and he wants to win every week. And I don't think he's looking at that record to motivate him, put it that way. That's just my opinion.
No, I agree with that. I think he's doing what he thinks is going to give him the best chance to win. I think.
Yeah, and whether
I think, although I still think he may believe that Pickett gives him a better chance in a given week, but long term, I think he's trying to protect Pickett. I don't agree with it, but I think that's what he's thinking.
Right. I think that's the way he. Again, whether you agree or not, are two different things. I think he thinks he's doing what is best to give him the best chance to win right now, and you may not agree with that, and that's fine. But I think that's the way he's looking at it.
Yeah, although I do honestly believe that he believes that Pickett might give him a better chance, but he just doesn't want to put him in yet.
Doesn't want to make that move.
Who do we got here, Folsy? Who's waiting?
We have Tom.
Let's go, Tom. What's up?
Gentlemen, good morning. If I was able to ask Tom a question, it would be, judging the team state how would you grade your past couple of drafts?
Past couple is what you're looking at, or
yeah,
or just so the past, the literally past couple, the past like two?
The past two, maybe three.
Okay, well, let's take a look.
It's kind of hard to judge them that quickly, though.
This one for sure, yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe if you go back 5 years and then say, what about that class in 4 years? It's, you got to give these guys a little bit of a chance, too. But go ahead, Joe.
Well, yeah, this one, it's this one you can't. But he didn't really ask about this one. I think he meant probably 21 and 20.
Right.
So we could morph that into a truth serum question of Mike. If you had to do it over again, do you think Najee Harris was the right pick at 24?
I would think he would say absolutely, because he's obviously, he made him a captain.
Yeah.
And is grooming him to be the leader of the team. So I would think he would say yes to that. Again, that's certainly subject to a different opinion. But a Najee and then Freiermuth, right?
I mean, Kendrick Green.
That one.
Dan Moore.
That one has, Moore's starting for a second year in a row. Kendrick Green doesn't look good. But, I mean, those first two.
No, Dan Moore might be a good pick.
You know, the first two guys, certainly.
Trey Norwood.
And he's playing a lot, too.
But, yes, I think he would say, absolutely, I made the right thing. And I think he really believes that.
I do, too.
I'm just not sure he's accurate
there. He is
there.
Treating Najee the way he treated Le'Veon Bell, with the same kind of support system that he doesn't give to other players. He doesn't do that, at least publicly, to other players.
Right. It's sort of hard to judge right now, but I think Le'Veon Bell is absolutely the better player. Do you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I want to give Najee a chance to grow and develop, but I mean, I'll take Le'Veon. Le'Veon was one of the great backs in franchise history.
Although I would like to see Najee behind that line that Le'Veon was
behind. Yeah, that's true, too.
That's true.
Yeah. The year before that, it was Devin Bush. No, I'm sorry. It was Claypool, Highsmith, McFarland, Dotson, Brooks, and Davis. Highsmith leads the league in sacks right now. Claypool, I don't think you regret that pick. It was a second-round pick.
Right.
So I'm not sure he looks back at that draft with a lot of regrets. Maybe McFarland, but that was a fourth-round pick. And then he got Dotson. You know, I'm not sure he looks back at those drafts with tons of regret. Now, the ones before that, he might.
These are easier to judge.
You know, the Devin Bush, although they got Deontay that year, but really that's the only guy that's making a big impact right now from that whole draft is Deontay. So that one, maybe.
And
who else we got?
You can find wide receivers.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Troy.
What's up, Troy?
Not Polamalu,
hey,
is it? Not Polamalu, is it?
It might. What's up?
No, I wish. I have two quick ones, if I may.
Yeah.
One is, what was your intentions when you were on the field when Jacoby was returning the kick to the end zone?
That's a great one.
That stuff. And the other one is, at what point in your career did you really want to move on from Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, those are two good ones, Ron.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Thank you, Troy. So if Tomlin couldn't help but give the Jim Carrey in Liar, Liar answer to these, if he couldn't help but tell the truth, what were his intentions on the Jacoby Jones, the infamous kick return? Ron?
See, I was a guy that never thought that he was being unscrupulous there by what he did. I think he got caught looking at the scoreboard, caught out of place. I don't think he was there to try to disrupt the play. I could be totally wrong. He was so apologetic afterwards. If you remember correctly, when he did his next press conference, he stayed there for like 45 minutes saying, anything else, anything, but I don't think he was looking to disrupt that play. Maybe I'm naive.
I agree. The last time he talked about this was in that Ryan Clark interview.
Yeah,
and it makes sense. I'm not sure I always bought it, but it really does make sense that when you're looking up at that scoreboard, you're seeing the opposite. You know, it's like reversed, like
it's
is it
flipped.
Like a mirror folding?
It's flipped.
Yeah,
it's flipped.
Yeah.
So he, I don't know how to explain it.
He thought he was coming down the other sideline. He didn't think he was coming down his sideline.
That's exactly right. And that makes sense given what you would see on the scoreboard.
Right.
His explanation makes sense.
Now, why he had his back turned totally like that, I mean, I guess
he says he watches that all the time.
Yeah.
These guys, I was watching a highlight last week. There's guys on the field do that. It was a quarterback who and I can't remember who it was, threw the ball toward the end zone, and they showed the quarterback, and he looks up at the scoreboard to see what happened.
Yeah.
That's their best view. That's why.
I mean, those screens are humongous, so why not?
Running backs who break away long runs.
They can look up and see who's coming.
Yeah. Yes.
Who was it that just the other day said the scoreboard? Was it
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers said the scoreboard in Tampa helped him on a play or something.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know.
He was like, sometimes they show too much on the scoreboard or something, and they reveal some things that maybe you shouldn't see.
Okay, the last truth serum question. Mike, when did you really want to move on from Ben?
Oh, this is spicy.
Ron?
I would lean towards saying it playing out just the way it played out, that after last year he was ready, maybe the year before. Ben seemed to indicate that he felt like Tomlin was half and half on it, bringing him back, that Colbert didn't want him, that Art probably did. I think Tomlin was probably looking at what he had as a backup quarterback. He would have gone with Mason. I think he would have rather gone with Ben.
I think he would have said after the 2020 season.
Maybe.
That the Browns disaster was a natural ending. And I think if Tomlin, if you really injected him with truth serum, he would have wanted to go after one of the big names, either this past offseason or the offseason before that. Because I think he thinks he has a defense that's ready to win, and he would love to have made a huge trade for
Aaron
a big
Rodgers.
Name quarterback. Maybe.
Think he would have won.
I don't disbelieve that the Steelers were heavily interested in that.
It makes sense. I mean, he's got that little wink-nod relationship with Aaron Rodgers,
too.
Oh, they
seem to love each other.
So, if only we knew. Oh, here's a final one. Mike, you have the final say on draft picks, correct? Yes or no question, you're on Truth Serum. I think he has to say yes.
I think he'd say yes.
Bolsey?
Me too.
I'd like to ask him too. You know, everything we've asked has been offense oriented.
Yeah.
You know, why can't you stop the run? What is the problem?
Yeah, what's the main problem?
You brought in Brian Flores. You promoted Terrell Austin. Why do you have the worst run defense last year and one that seemingly wants to be the worst this year?
He may answer by using the stat I'm about to read you next. It's an unbelievable stat. That's all I have to say.
Hear it. That's a great tease.
And then we're going to talk about whether there's a mutiny on the Steelers offense. And then we're going to talk to Shelty. And then we're going to hear from Mike Tomlin. And then we're going to talk to Michael Irvin. And then we're going to talk to Bryant McFadden. This is the 27 Yankees lineup, Ron. Might even be better.
Very good.
How many players from the 27 Yankees lineup can you name? I think I can name one, Babe Ruth.
Wasn't Gehrig on that team?
Gehrig must have been on that team.
Did he
bat leadoff for that team, Ron? I think leadoff was more traditional.
You
have your fast guy. Bolsey, how many 27 was Charlie Gehringer on that team, Ron? Who is Charlie Gehringer? I don't even know. Is he a person?
Do you have a follow-up question here?
Was Whitey Ford on that team?
No, that
was... he pitched in 60. Folsey, you're a little young.
Folsey!
Do you have a follow-up question there, Joe?
Come on, Folsey. For Folsey?
No,
for me. But talking about the 27
Yankees. No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, 27 Yankees. Now that I'm looking it up.
What was their lineup? Are you kidding me? All I want is the lineup here.
And I'll match a lineup.
I have it here. I
What's
believe.
Their batting order, Folsey?
We have Lou Gehrig. We have Pat Collins. Lou Gehrig batted second, by the way.
Who batted first?
Pat Collins.
Yeah, then who?
Tony Lazzari.
That's one I was thinking of.
Mark Koning.
Never heard of him. No.
Joe Dugan.
Dugan.
Bob Musil. Babe
Not
Ruth.
Not related to Stan. Yep, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth,
wait,
Earl
where, wait, Babe Ruth didn't bat in the top four?
It says seventh. This is baseball
No,
reference.
This is wrong. This is wrong. Folsey looked up the wrong thing.
He's saying Whitey Ford, he says.
Thurman Munson?
They're listing it based on position. This isn't the accurate.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll match the Big Red Machine against that lineup hitting-wise.
Big Red Machine.
Hitting-wise, not pitching-wise necessarily.
That one we can name the whole team, Ron. Would you like to take turns? The catcher was bench. First base?
Tony Perez.
Second base, Morgan.
Shortstop, Dave Concepcion.
Third base, Pete Rose?
Pete Rose.
Outfielders?
George Foster.
Cesar Geronimo.
Cesar Geronimo. And who are we missing?
Whitey Ford.
Ken Griffey Sr., maybe?
That might have been it. That lineup I'll put up against anybody.
Whitey Ford.
Holsey, you're off by 50 years almost.
That wasn't my best.
No, he's closer to Whitey Ford on the 75 Reds than he is on the 27 Yankees.
Oh, all right. A stat to beat the band next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal in a newer pre-owned vehicle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.